I think I've determined what one of our next field trips should be. Sunday morning field trips. We're going to be at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington in 2 weeks from today.
Right.
Going to do our annual show there. But wouldn't it be fun if we took a group of Sunday morning listeners and we did one of those supernatural tours of Chicago and went to actual haunted places?
Did you ever go on one of those with the Richard legendary Crow? Richard Crowe?
I never did.
Oh, that was so had much fun.
Had him on the show a million times, and I never got to do it, and Richard has since passed away.
Yeah.
So, but I know they still do those supernatural tours, but, you know, nobody talked about it and was as passionate about it as Richard. I thought for sure since Richard passed away, he would have appeared someplace since then. If anybody would do that, it would be him.
One of the highlights of that tour was standing outside of Hull House,
right,
and him explaining all the stuff that went on in there. And it was a little spooky. It was one of those nights, you know, where there was low clouds and it kind of reflected off the lights of the city, and a little strange.
He would take you out to Bachelor's Grove Cemetery in Midlothian and Resurrection Cemetery. Resurrection Mary runs across Archer Avenue all the time. She's, you know, been sightings of that, to outside the old Biograph Theater, which is now Victory Gardens.
We went
Gardens.
By the Biograph and the old Red Lion across the street.
Right, that's where famous gangland murders took place. The place where the St. Valentine's murders took place.
On North Clark Street.
And dogs allegedly bark at nothing. Presumably ghosts and spirits, right? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be great.
I would love that.
That would be great.
Why don't you organize that?
Why don't I have?
Let me know when you get that put together, will you?
Sound like that commercial. Good. Get some estimates for me and put it together. Get back to me tonight, will you?
Perfect. I'm glad you understand what I'm saying. That's good. This ties us into our next guest, Jessica Malernick, who is the author of a book called Secret Chicago. The Secret Chicago book is a source of spooky places and things and people around Chicago that would be kind of fun to take in just before Halloween. Jessica, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you must have gone on some of these supernatural tours, I would think, if you've written a book like this.
I have gone on some, and the book covers 90 places in Chicago and a few surrounding the city. They're not all spooky, but it's a book of weird and unusual places, so many of them are spooky, yes.
Well, let's start with some of the Halloween-oriented places. What do you think are like some of the great places that people should to see and experience?
Well, I think if you are getting ready for Halloween, you should definitely stop by Woolly Mammoth Antiques and Oddities, which is a shop in Andersonville. They have all kinds of creepy stuff from around the world. It's run by a husband and wife, and they go around the world collecting things like Victorian jewelry made out of human hair that was like a mourning decoration, old dental slides, taxidermy, a lot of medical related things, astrology. So if you need like a two-headed taxidermied animal to put in your living room for Halloween, it's a great
place. Who doesn't need one, really?
Right. They've got all kinds of creepy stuff like that. It's a fun shop to go browse around any time of the year, but yeah, especially right now if you're looking for some decor that will entertain your visitors.
That definitely falls in the unusual and slightly spooky category. What are some others?
Well, I think a lot of people know that in Chicago, the first nuclear reaction occurred down at the University of Chicago. But do you know where the reactor went after the Manhattan Project moved?
I do not.
It did not go far. Kind of unsettling. It's just buried out in the Cook County Forest Preserve. So that's a place near Redgate Woods is a picnic area.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually go hike to, there are two spots. One is where the nuclear reactor is buried, and one is where a lot of the other radioactive materials are buried. And there are signs marking them, and you can just go have a picnic there if you want.
Okay. All right. That sounds like that would be fun to have a picnic at the site of a former nuclear reactor. What else
do
we have?
They did some testing on the site. I think in the 70s there was some low-level radioactivity still going on there, but these days I think it's okay to hang out.
I know that you also write about a bookstore that specializes in the occult. I mean, people want to learn more, get more information on it. Which is the one that you're talking about?
Yes, that's the Occult Bookstore. They were located in Wicker Park, and they just moved their shop down to Grand Avenue. But they've got books. They're actually the oldest occult bookstore in the country. They're 101 years old now, I believe. But they've got things on all kinds of different world religions, occult, books on angels, demons, herbs. You know, they sell crystals, and they actually had a garden where they would grow herbs and different things that are used in potions, and then they would sell them in the store as well. So if you're in need of any kinds of special crystals or just a book on interpreting your dreams, anything like that, there's tons of interesting information there. And everyone who works there specializes in different areas of the cult.
That's creepy and also kind of interesting at the same time. We're talking about Bachelor's Grove Cemetery and Resurrection Cemetery because of the alleged ghost sightings that have have long since been talked about in Chicago. But there is also the Oak Woods Cemetery that doesn't get as much talk. What is the significance of Oak Woods?
Yeah, this one is really interesting to me. I did not grow up in Chicago. I've been here for a decade, but I didn't associate a lot of Civil War history with Chicago. But Chicago is home to the largest mass grave in the Western Hemisphere, actually, and it's located in Oakwood Cemetery. So where Bronzeville is now, there was a Civil War camp called Camp Douglas. And the land was donated by Senator Stephen Douglas, so it's named after him. It started off as a Union training camp, but then a lot of the Confederate prison camps were getting crowded, so they shipped everybody up to Chicago. And unfortunately, the conditions there were not great. A lot of people got sick and died. So this is a monument to 4,000 Confederate soldiers who died in Chicago. And it's the largest mass grave in the Western Hemisphere. So you can go see all their names inscribed. Yeah.
I've lived here all my life. I've known that Oakwood Cemetery is a historic cemetery in which many people, very famous people like Jesse Owens, like Ida B. Wells, Mayor Washington,
Harold
Washington, among others, are buried. I never knew that part of history. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard any Civil War history related to the city of Chicago before.
Yeah, I was very surprised to find this. It's a tall monument, has everyone's name inscribed on it, and some other Civil War cannons and things nearby. But I'm always happy to hear when lifelong Chicagoans get to learn something from the book too.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason I wanted to talk to you in this, talk about this very interesting book, because there's, not only things, Halloween or, scary, spooky, supernaturally kind of things in here, just a lot of like really cool, quirky little facts about the city of Chicago that I'm always delighted to hear about these kinds of things. Was there one thing that surprised you more than anything else when you were putting the book together?
I think my favorite place in the book that's really surprising is also a bit spooky. It's the smallest graveyard in Chicago, which is located down at around 95th Calumet. It's one guy's grave, and he fought against Napoleon in the Battle of Waterloo. And he lost an arm, so he was a one-armed fisherman living in Germany. He moved to Chicago, and then he died a year later, and he was buried on his land. The land was then taken over years later by an industrial company and turned into a scrapyard. But his family fought in the courts to have his grave preserved there. So a scrapyard grew up around this one guy's grave, and it's still there today. And it's just him there.
95th and Calumet, you said?
Yes.
I never knew
that. Yeah, so the scrapyard is actually closed. His name is Andreas von Zerngibel.
Okay.
But the Southeast Historical Society does give tours once in a while. And it's interesting now that the scrapyard has closed, the area, it's kind of getting a little more overgrown and maybe going back to nature a bit, like more, looks more like it did when he lived there, potentially.
Yeah, like a more like a prairie than an industrial area. Never knew that. And I grew up not far from that area as well. That's something that, you know, I probably should have known as a kid. There was something so unusual there. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to open up our phone lines to people who may have had some spooky encounters, some stories like that. I've got a resurrection. You've heard of Resurrection Mary, no doubt, right?
I've heard of her. We have not met, though.
Oh, you have not met. Well, I'll have to introduce you sometime. I claim that I've had a Resurrection Mary experience. I'll share that, but I know that our listeners have had spooky, ghostly kind of experiences in their own homes at some of the famous places that are well known for, you know, so-called ghost sightings. 1223, Dean Richards, WGN. Coming up on our Food Time segment after the 1230 news update. How adventurous an eater are you? Exotic foods, I want to know if you'd eat them. And what kinds of, you know, how adventurous you've been. I always remember the story that Orion Samuelson told me about eating monkey brains. Sounds like something for a Halloween party, doesn't it? But he was in, I think, China or India. I forget, one of his international adventures that he had where he was, you know, he didn't want to insult his hosts who offered him monkey brains. And he ate it. I've eaten some weird things, never monkey brains, but I'm wondering if you have some of those things. We'll get to all of that coming up in our Food Time segment, coming up after the 1230 news update. Jessica Malernick is on the phone with us, the author of the new book, Secret Chicago Book, a go-to source for Chicago's spookiest people, places, and things. And Jessica, I wanted to tell you about my 312-981-7200, by the way. If you've had a spooky encounter, maybe in your own home, you think is there a ghost in your house? Have you been someplace where a ghostly occurrence has taken place? That's what I want to hear about. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. So Jessica, do you know the legend of Resurrection Mary?
I do know the legend. And you met her yourself?
Well, I think I did. I think I did. She is said to have been the beautiful blonde girl who was killed in a car accident when she was returning from the Willowbrook Ballroom out in the Western Springs area. And she was killed in an automobile accident. And people who now drive on Archer Avenue in that area claim to see a beautiful blonde girl running back and forth in and out of Resurrection Cemetery through the bars that protect the cemetery, running back and forth on the street. And, you know, as like a 20-year-old, 20, 25-year-old, my buddies and I would go out there to see if we could see Resurrection Mary. And I swear that I saw a beautiful blonde girl running through the cemetery in the middle of the night. I think I've seen her.
Did she try to get a ride from you?
She did not. She did not. That's actually
the thing, right?
Yeah, that's part of the legend where she hitchhikes and somebody stops. It's a beautiful girl, you know, out on the street. You know, gets in the car and then suddenly disappears in the car. That's part of the legend as well. I've never had like a personal encounter, just seen her from afar. I guess maybe in these days where people aren't hitchhiking anymore, it's fallen out of fashion. It's just,
she jumps in the Uber without paying and disappears.
Yeah, even as a ghost, stranger danger takes precedence, I guess. Over. How did you find some of these places that you write about in the book?
I really wanted to cover a lot of ground all over the city. So there are some things that when I moved here, I just started noticing and researching on my own. So I kind of plotted those on a map, and then I looked for the holes of the neighborhoods, the areas that I wasn't as familiar with, and I went into those communities and I talked to historical societies and community leaders and bartenders, because they have a lot of neighborhood secrets stored up. So that was very helpful.
People want to get more information on the book. What is the best way to do that?
They can check out secretchicagobook.com, and they can also pick it up at some of the local bookshops around town, the Wicker Park Secret Agent Supply Company, the Bookseller, City Lit, Volumes, lots of bookstores around town as well.
secretchicagobook.com. Jessica Malone, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, and I hope everyone gets out this week and gets in the spooky spirit.